Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Sports Talk DT, and I'm back on IFM Radio Nation with my season finale of season one. I definitely got to give a shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. Catch him every Tuesday, every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation. On with the Relax and Relate Show, Miss Tina T on the ones and twos. We definitely got to give her a shout out. Hey, I got to give a shout out to my co-host as I say hello to my brother, my mentor, my friend, Mr. David Wilson. What's going on, Sports Talk, Dave? How are you? Sports Talk, Dave, you ain't there?
How you doing tonight, brother? You good?
I'm good, man. What's going on? It's season one finale, man. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. Ready. I'm ready for season two. Make set it on
man,
fire.
The first season is in the books, man. How you think? I mean, just recapping the whole season, man. What's your thoughts?
Man, recap the whole season. Let me say, learning experience, fun, innovative. Man, you know, I love to have a good conversation when it comes to sports talk. So, you know, you learn a lot of, you know, you learn a lot from different viewpoints, especially with our guest. Her name escapes me right now, but the Women Who Love Women Who Love Sports author. So, you know, I'm excited, man. I'm ready to build off what we learned from season one and make it an exciting season two, man.
Man, we got a special guest tonight, man. Our producer, the man that is behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? The man that make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. He is on the show tonight. Oh, he said he ain't ready yet, so we're gonna wait a few minutes before we bring him on. But listen, man, I got my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, right here in the studio. We right here, we chilling, man, celebrating the holidays, man. It's good. I got two of my good coworkers. That beautiful self day in the studio tonight. You know what I'm saying? And we just celebrate season one. You know what I'm saying? It's the finale. You know what I'm saying? You hear me? I'm feeling good tonight. Alright, great. He said bring them on, man. Shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo. Solo Dolo of the R&R Show. He is the host of the Relax and Relate Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night.
Oh, I am from
Radio Nation. Rolo, what's going on?
So, we also got a Woman Love Sports Online with us.
Oh, she on the line? It's Deborah! It's
Deborah! What's going on?
Bree, what's going on, my baby? I ain't know you was on the line, but listen. I gotta bring you on the line, man. This is my baby, my sweetheart, my friend. We do a lot of business together in business. Miss Brittany kind of Women Love Sports too. You know what I'm saying?
Brittany.
Y'all say men watch basketball, men love to watch football. But I know it's some women out there that love to see touchdowns, women that love to see somebody get dunked on. Women love sports too. It's last.
I mean, hey, Dennis, let's not hold it against her that she's a LeBron fan, though. Let's not hold that against her.
We're revisiting that? That's what we're doing? Yes.
I mean, we can revisit that, you know. I'm just saying, you know, you still my girl, but LeBron fan, you know. You know.
I'm here
in the studio with two women. I mean, they said they love sports too. You know what I'm saying? And they ready for the Battle of the Sexes competition. So listen, the first thing before we get into the Battle of the Sexes competition, once again, I gotta give a shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, of the Relax and Relate Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation live. But listen. The Pistons, they are 0-3. The Detroit Pistons, they are 0-3. Dave, what are your thoughts?
horrible rotations right now. They look good without D. Rose and Blake against Atlanta. The young boys show they belong in this league.
They were down 20 points, Dave Wilson. How can you say that they deserve that they belong in the NBA?
Because they lost by 8. Your point, you just made my point. They were down 20. They lost by 8, and it was the Young Bucks. It was all the Young Bucks playing. It wasn't a Blake and a D-Rose show. So you see that your young, skilled players that's coming in here, it's just about chemistry and mixing and stuff. But they lost the game by 8 points, Dennis, against a kind of a loaded team, an Atlanta team. So give them credit where credit is due.
I understand, Dave. Just come out and win games.
It's going to take time for this team to win games.
But the fan in me has to understand the rebuild, so I get it. But the Pistons are just not putting out good basketball right now at all.
And that's because you've got young guys who really haven't played basketball in over a calendar year, Dennis. You got new system. They got to get used to the game. It's not going to be all on Blake and D-Rose because they're not going to win the games by themselves. You're going to have to let these young guys blossom and grow as they grow. I mean, grow as they can. And when they grow, you're going to see a totally different team. When they start meshing together and the games start coming through, you're going to see a totally different team. You're going to see a competitive team. Anybody thinks this team is going to go out, maybe make the playoffs, but definitely not getting out of the first round. If you think this team is going to get out of the first round, you're delusional. It's going to take a year or two out for them to even be competitive, even in the East.
All right, so Dave, so with that being said, with the NBA just increasing the playoff teams to 10 teams for a conference, do you see the Detroit Pistons making the top 10 in the East?
As it stands right now, no. Not this season.
I don't understand why you don't see the Pistons making the top 10, Dave. And the Detroit Pistons are currently ranked number 3 in the entire NBA in overall defense. So, of course, I don't know.
And they're ranked dead last in overall offense. And they're
ranked
dead last in overall offense.
They rank 29 in overall offense. So it's 3 teams that shoot sorrier than the Pistons.
Okay, so that they grew 3 spots overnight. Okay.
But they rank number 3 overall in total defense. And you're a coach just like I am, sir.
Dennis,
that it takes defense to win the game.
Dennis, they're ranked number 1 in defense and they're 0-2. What does that tell you?
They can't score the ball.
Exactly. So don't come to me and tell me, even though I am a coach and you a coach and I understand where you're going, but don't come and tell me about that overall number 1 because you can't put the ball in the rim.
Okay.
You still got to put the ball in the rim.
Okay, Sports Talk Day. I'm not coming to you as Sports Talk Day, but I'm coming to you as Coach Day.
Okay.
Coach Dave understands that it takes defense to win basketball games.
Absolutely.
Right. So with the Pistons being ranked number 3 in the total NBA in defense, how can you not say that the Pistons are not defensively ready to win games?
I didn't say they weren't defensively ready. I said they're not going to make the top 10 as they are right now because they don't have
games, though, Coach Dave.
That's right.
0-2, Dennis.
But defense win games.
0-2.
I mean,
show me what game they won being in the top 3.
I get it, we 0-2 Sports Talk Day, but what I'm saying is that we played D'Angelo Russell on week 1, and then we played Colin Sexton week 2 against the Cavs on our home opener, which it was a game in my opinion that was very much winnable, but.
Yeah.
Both games were winnable.
And we went to Atlanta and lost to Trae Young. Now we got Steph Curry on deck. Talk to Sports Talk.
Here's the thing. Go ahead, Brittany. Go ahead, Brittany.
Oh, I was wondering if y'all could hear me because I've kind of been waiting to jump in real quick.
Oh,
so
I was on the line.
You know what? I can't with you. I'm the mutual line because you on timeout right now. First, you on timeout.
Let the LeBron fan chime in.
Yeah, so first, let's get that clear. We lost to the Timberwolves, the Cavaliers, and we also lost to the Hawks. Two of those, if the Cavs and the Hawks, it was just an 8 and 9 point loss. But nonetheless, it's a loss. And today, as one of you stated, we are going against the Warriors. I don't know how that's going to turn out. However, right now in the Eastern Conference, like if you said, are they going to be in the top 10 in the Eastern Conference, we're sitting at number 13 currently. That's where we are. So we're 0-3, possibly going to be 0-4, right? The 13th seed, which means that if the playoffs started tomorrow, they wouldn't be anywhere near a position to be seeded. You get where I'm going? So I'm not trying to, like, down them or anything like that, but as it stands, I'm sorry, DC, I got to go in the other direction with this one. I do not think that they are officially a playoff contending team, like, right now. No.
Now, Brittany, let me chime in with you what you were saying. First game, the Pistons, first game against the Timberwolves. Winnable game.
Yes.
What this team really needs to learn, and it will learn during the season, 72-game season, don't get it twisted. Things can change. But what this team, as it's constructed, has to learn is how to close out games. They play valiantly. They play valiantly against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They play valiantly against the Cavaliers. But in both of those games, down the stretch, they did not make the plays that you need to make to win games, close games in the NBA.
I mean, because the Cavs game was very – they shouldn't have gone into that second overtime.
Absolutely not.
They had a win secured in OT. They could have closed it out, but they don't have – I don't want to say they don't have any closers, but they at this point, I mean, if they did, obviously they
no closer has been identified. The roles look totally confused in handling the ball in those two overtimes. And I hate to say that, but he looks totally confused in handling that basketball in the second overtime. He did plays that you would think Killian Hayes was out there doing. He was trying to dribble between double teams. He was throwing errant passes. It just that you have to, and that goes down to your coaches. Your coaches have to identify, make situations in practice. We're down five. We got 30 seconds. What are we going to do? Situations in the practice. So the players, it automatically, thing called muscle memory. If you run it enough, if you do it enough, your body automatically goes into it. That's what the Pistons are going into. These are the scenarios that you're going to hit along the season. What are we going to do? What are we going to run?
Yo.
What's the good word, DT?
IFM Radio Nation right here every Tuesday night. Shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the Relax and Relay Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation. So listen, so just stay current with the Eastern Central Division Conference. What are we thinking about the Indiana Pacers? What kind of moves did they make? Victor Oladipo said that he wants to be moved. Do we think that Victor will be moved, or do we think that Victor will be a Pacer? Nobody got nothing to say.
I'm going to go to the corner.
I can't hear you.
So,
Victor Oladipo will be moved from the Indiana Pacers? That's the question at hand right now.
I don't know. Because
I don't know where you're going to go.
I don't know where you're going
to go. All right.
I don't see a good fit.
I don't see a good fit
for Victor. I just don't. Only place I could probably say. Maybe
I'll wear this. Let me ask you this then. Do you guys see a Villa a Victor Oladipo for a CJ McCollum trade, an Indiana Pacers Portland Trail Blazers trade? Straight up, Victor for CJ.
I think he needs to stay there. That's a great backcourt.
I don't see that trade happening simply because why would Portland? CJ is a walking bucket where Oladipo is a mystery. At least CJ is consistent. Victor has his nights off. I wouldn't see Portland agreeing to that trade.
I'm going to second that.
I know we're discussing the Eastern Conference, but the Blazers took care of the Lakers last night, which sets the world champs at 1-2. Is the Lakers in trouble right now?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
And I have to ride with the LeBron fan on this. No.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I have to give the credit where the credit is due. As I said at the top of the show, at the top of the NBA talk that we had, the Lakers know it's a marathon. The Lakers have rebuilt even better than the championship they just won, team that they just won with. So one loss does not a season break. You're gonna lose some games. You're going to have some nights off.
It's those facts, yes. Yeah,
I said last week, Sports Talk Day, the Lakers are in trouble because of their loss of Rajon Rondo. Do I got Sports Talk D-Boy on the phone this week?
Rondo is a huge asset to any team he's a part of. I think I want to say they picked up what's his name? They picked up Avery
Schroeder.
Bradley. Schroeder. That's it.
No, Avery Bradley is in. I forgot where Avery Bradley went to. But Schroeder, dude, I keep trying to tell you. Go ahead, Brittany, because I want to hear what you have to say about this. With the being you have to be a quote unquote Lakers fan because you're a LeBron fan. I want to know what your input is on this.
So Schroeder to me is another like example of a great point guard, and he's able to come in and just kind of help fill in whatever the gap is that's needed. Not to mention he's had a couple of decent games. I mean, 24 points against Portland, 11, that's, whatever, with Minnesota, Dallas, 18. So coming in, I think that he's a solid replacement for Rajon Rondo. Of course, their games are totally different in the manner in which they go about doing what they do. But I think Dennis Schroeder is absolutely a great asset to that team. I don't necessarily think they're going to miss a beat without, having Rondo. But I think that Schroeder was a great addition. He was great in Atlanta, in my personal opinion. And I think he's going to be great with LA.
Now, let me say this to you, Dennis. With her saying that, this is what I'm trying to tell you, and this is what I've been saying. The addition of Schroeder and Wesley Matthews will take care of any missing piece of Rondo. Because, as you know, when it comes down to it, the ball is going to be in LeBron and AD's hands regardless.
That's not recorded, right? Okay, all right, Dave. Hey, what I'm saying is I don't think that the Lakers' additional Dennis Schroeder and Wesley Matthews is the pieces that move this team forward. I believe that this team lost their assertiveness when they lost Rajon Rondo. Again, I said this a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to say this again today. When the Los Angeles Lakers lost Rajon Rondo, they lost their assertiveness. They lost their ability to attack everything. Yes, Dennis Schroeder is that player to attack the rim, but he's not a Rajon Rondo. He doesn't attack the rim like Rajon Rondo. He doesn't play the game how Rajon Rondo approaches the game. So I do believe that the Lakers took a step back with their signing Dennis Schroeder and not re-signing Rajon Rondo.
I mean, we kind of already touched on that. Different styles of play. Rondo and the way that he's able to get the assists in and get his team involved, he has a different style of play from Schroeder. But Schroeder is still a solid guard who's able to kind of take care of business. And like they were saying, fill in that gap. So it's like they almost are not missing a beat. What it really is they're getting a point guard with a different style of play that's still able to fill in those gaps and bring his uniqueness to a set of players who obviously have been on that championship run, obtained that championship, and who he can kind of blend in and mesh with and go for another one, I could say. Disagreement required? What's going on?
I don't disagree at all. My point is simply this. In play, there's a reason why we call him playoff Rondo. I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is Schroeder in the playoffs is not shabby as well. Wesley Matthews, you brought in more scoring. You brought in another ball handler in Dennis Schroeder. So,
hey, yo, we're going to pay some bills right now. We're going to be back live on IFM Radio Nation right now. We're going to give a shout-out to my homeboy, all the way from Dallas, Texas, Miss Glancy Kelly with Like That. Right back on IFM Radio Nation. Yo, 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 it's your boy Sports Talk with DT, and I'm back live on IFN Radio Nation. I got a special guest right now. He on the line. He is my producer. He the one to make it happen. Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo, he is the host of the R&R show that appears right here on IFN Radio Nation on every Wednesday and Friday night. Rolo, what's going on?
What's going on, my guy? What's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, man? We've been talking about this battle of the sexes all week long, man. So what's going on, man? What kind of topics you got for us tonight?
Man, say, man, I got a couple questions for y'all, man. Just a few, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see who's doing what, you know. Shout out to Bree, Women Love Sports, too. How you been, Bree? It's been a while.
I know. I've been pretty good. Getting ready for 2021, so I'm hoping that I can get the All-Star weekend that I'm putting together. It was going to be like a Pro-Am All-Star weekend. I might take the Pro-Am off of it and just make it a All-Star weekend, but I'm definitely looking to put that together and get y'all involved as well. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to, I guess, Friday.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, man, so for the people that's listening, man, I know they want to hear it, so hey, man, it's your boy Rolo Solo, a.k.a. Rolling for those who know me. Say, man, I'm on Sports Talk Radio today. So, Sports Talk with DT, man, shout out to Dave, shout out to Bree, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that listen, shout out to everybody that can make this happen. So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? I also want to give a shout out to D-Boy, you know what I'm saying? He's not on the line right now. Hopefully he'll call in and get in with the conversation here. So, we're going to go ahead and...
Hey, Roland, he ain't
want to
get on the call tonight.
Sixes here. Huh? Go for it.
He ain't want to get on the call tonight because his Warriors playing our Pistons. So he ain't want to hear about the loss.
Oh, yeah, that game did just start, man. That did just start.
Now, I'm giving D-Boy some... I know he's probably listening if he's not on. I'm just giving him a little bit because, you know, he's a Warriors fan.
I got you already. So, if we got any of the ladies that's listening or any of the other fellas that's listening, man, y'all make sure y'all call in 515-605-9898 because the Battle of the Sixes is getting ready to start. We'll give it another 15 minutes just so we can get some callers on the line.
I know that's 15 minutes,
you know what I'm saying? Just to represent for the men or the women, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I got a couple questions. Nobody has heard them. I only have seen them.
Seen them either.
So we're going to see how it goes. Bree, shout out to you. You know, good luck. Hopefully you can, you know, battle with Dennis. We're going to see how this goes.
Okay,
so, let's go back to what we were actually talking about before break. Now, as far as some of the teams and how it's lined up for the playoffs, I know Detroit is probably not a favorite at the moment. But do you feel like if they ran off a good winning streak, could they be contenders?
Well, I'm going to jump right in before Bree responds and say that as me being a fan of the Detroit Lions, I am the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Pistons, that I am a diehard fan of both franchises. But I was for everything that they wanted to do this offseason, but when I see the moves that the Pistons have made, it kind of has made me disheartened with the Pistons franchise, and I just want the Pistons to be competitive and just make moves. Like, you cannot call yourself in a rebuild, retool, whatever stage, whatever word they want to use to make the Pistons feel better. But you're sitting at 0-3. I just don't get it. And you got to go to state in about 30 minutes. I don't.
Actually, they playing 9 in the third quarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Pistons are winning by 2.
What's the score in the game?
53-51 Pistons. 10 and a half left in the third.
Rolo, Solo, Dolo, what you think about that?
I mean, right now it sounds like it's a good game. So, again, my question still stands. If the Pistons go ahead and run off a nice little win streak, do you feel like they'll be contenders? What you think about that, Dave?
They'll be competitive. They will not make the playoffs.
Okay.
This team needs to grow together. And this is a little time that they've had. It is not enough. The young girls that they've moved over this roster is not enough time for them to mesh. But they will get better. They will get competitive.
Yes.
Hey, listen. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to be right back on Sports Talk with DT live on IFM Radio Nation. It's the season finale. Let's go.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? True story. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
This 40 I got the bitch dirty. Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
Devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard they were plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas that still owe me on the pack. Say they gon' check me. My closest friends I knew since we was kids. Say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slanging nine. And bitch, they know that, so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you.
Yeah.
I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas.
Yeah.
Talking to the grill reaper, finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers.
They not.
Showing out for them bitches, flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a dog
with it on my life, on my mama, we gon' be straight.
Hey.
My partner looked me in my face before I took that case.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state, other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas, how could they do me that way?
Hey.
I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah.
My grind,
work my
yeah.
way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags.
Dime
I spent 250 for the sheet. It's on the cook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love? And that same nigga you call your partner talk about.
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy, Sports Talk DT. And I'm back right here on IFM Radio Nation, man. I'm feeling good. I'm right here in the studio with two fine, beautiful women sitting on my left and sitting on my right. Man, shout out to the IFM Radio Nation producer of the year, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the R&R show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night. On the IFM Radio Nation, yeah. I'm here with two fine ones, though, on my left and my right, Miss Tanisha Terry and Miss Shante Fulbright.
What's up?
With her fine ass. But anywho, my producer said back to sports. Let's go. The Pistons, they said that 0-3. And why the Cavaliers today 3-0? Was Andre Drummond the right trade to make? Did the Pistons fumble the ball with trading Andre Drummond? Talk to me, Solo.
Okay, so everybody knows what Drummond can do in the paint. What y'all really did was y'all took a big presence away from the game. You see what I'm saying? Now you got a person like Blake Griffin shooting 8 3-pointers a game. You see what I'm saying? Blake Griffin is supposed to be in the paint. If he hits 8 3-pointers a game, yeah, he scored those 24 points, and then he got 2 points somewhere else. That's not where he's supposed to score. So, and you see how many rebounds he had with that? That's not the amount of rebounds he's supposed to have. You see what I'm saying? So when you take the big man, you take away a lot of the team. And Drummond is balling exactly where he's at. So, yes, me, myself, I believe it was a bad move. What you think, Dave?
Well, Sports Talk Dave, are you there? All right.
Okay, so Bree, can y'all hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, can you hear us? Okay, maybe Dave's not with us at the moment, but you can't hear us. Bree, what do you think?
Bree, are you there?
What do you think about the Drummond move?
Yeah, I'm here. So I want to touch on two things. I'll touch on the Drummond thing in a moment, but I kind of want to go back because I wasn't given an opportunity to answer the question about the playoff contentions and the Detroit Pistons or whatever the case. One thing I did want to say about that, I'm getting a bad, like a reverb or something. Okay, that's better. Okay, so one thing I want to say about that is this. Let's say the Pistons did make the playoffs. I'm going to place them at the 8th seed. Reason being is because they're not the most impressive team in the Eastern Conference. That's the first thing. Second thing, can a Pistons playoff team contend with a Miami playoff team, an Orlando playoff team, a Celtics playoff team? So to kind of answer that question, again, I can't foresee them in that situation simply because they haven't necessarily been in that situation in a minute. And then not only that, but being at the 8th seed, more than likely you're going to play the number one seed, which I wouldn't doubt they would get put out within 5 games, might win one and get swept the other 3 or 4 games. Okay.
Well. Miss Brittany, I'm kind of intrigued that you would say all those bad comments about the Detroit Pistons, because I really believe that the Pistons can defeat the Milwaukee Bucks in 6 games. I believe they can beat Philadelphia in 6 games.
DT. We're talking about Andre Drummond. Was that a good or bad decision on behalf of the Pistons? It was a bad move. The reason why is because it throws off the rhythm of the offense. Andre Drummond is a true center. He's not a, you know, like a the outside 12-foot shot. Blake can get in the paint. Blake is great off of a pick-and-roll situation. When you trade somebody who's as valuable as Andre Drummond was to the Pistons, what you do is you throw off the offense, and now we have to find other means of kind of making that offense work. I think it was a bad move on our end, but it doesn't surprise me that we made that move because, you know, the Pistons organization, in my opinion, and this is just me being honest, I love the Pistons just like the next Pistons fan does, but If I love you, I'm going to be honest with you. So I love the Pistons, and I'm going to be honest with all the listeners and everyone in the Pistons organization. The Pistons organization makes terrible moves, in my opinion, when it comes to making trades or drafting. We do not draft people that are ready to come out of the oven. We draft people that still need a little bit more time. And furthermore, sometimes we don't have all the components that we need to develop those players into the people that they can be so that we can be that playoff contending team. Tobias Harris is another great example. Tobias Harris, to me, was a really good player. Left, went elsewhere, and he was doing great. So it's like at some point you have to question, is it something that is within the organization that they're doing, or is it the players, or is it a combination of all those ingredients? So, I mean, I'm not trying to down them, but in the same breath, I am going to say that we don't make very sound decisions in that arena. And with that being said, the trade with Andre Drummond was just a bad move for us.
Okay, can I chime in now? Can y'all hear me? Okay, all right. Let me bring some reality to both of y'all. I'm a diehard Detroit Pistons fan and will be until I die. But let's be honest. The Andre Drummond trade was not a bad decision because the simple fact that Andre Drummond was going to demand a contract that he was not worth of. Simply put, Andre Drummond, all the rebounds that he got, clog up the middle, whatever the case may be, did not lead to wins, did not lead to playoff wins. They got into two playoffs with Andre Drummond in the middle. Neither one produced a win. Here's why that trade was a good trade. You got rid of a player who is of a dying breed, one-dimensional, and did not produce any wins. You're going to get rid of Blake Griffin eventually. You're just having him on show right now to show that he can stay healthy. If he stays healthy, Blake Griffin is going to be out of here. No doubt about it. This is a rebuild. This is where they're going with the young guns. They're not going to be competitive to get into the playoffs. As Brittany said, if they even make the playoffs, they'll be an AC. They'll be one and done. Quit sitting up here thinking that we're just going to automatically get the next LeBron and then we're going to be back in the playoffs. Just like what we did, if y'all remember, before the 04 Pistons got put together, we had the dark days, and then we had the 04 Pistons. Why? Because we started making signings from free agents, and we were using our young players. Then we got our veterans. We had a starting five veteran, and we had some young players mixed in that wasn't too many young players, one or two. But at the same time, you had players that wanted to play together, just like you got this young, hungry breed coming in now. Killian Hayes, number seventh draft pick. He's already holding his own against veteran players. Sadiq Bey coming in, shooting the ball. Isaiah Stewart coming in, rebounding, hustling. He's a combination of Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman. But I'm not going to put that on him. I'm going to let him be the first Isaiah Stewart. But, no, the Drummond trade was not a bad decision, and that's why. You don't give a player of a dying in one dimension.
Yo, 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 yo. Hey, listen, man, let's try to stay on topic right now, man. We're discussing the Eastern Conference as a whole. I mean, the Killian Hayes is who Killian Hayes is. Siku Nwabaya is who Siku is. Victor Oladipo is who he is. Let's try to stay on focus, sports fans, and let's discuss the Eastern Conference as a whole, the Central Division. So let's move right along, and let's change this topic all the way together. Let's go to the Toronto Raptors. With many rumors speculating that James Harden will be trading to the Toronto Raptors, is Kyle Lowry a part of that deal, or do we believe that Kyle Lowry and James Harden need to play together? Sports Talk Dave, let's go to you.
Kyrie Lowry, there's no way that Toronto, if they got to put a package together, they'll include Kyrie Lowry to get James Harden. So Kyrie's going to have to be a part of that package.
Hey, so Sports Talk Day, if James Harden is not dealt to Toronto, what move do you think makes sense for James Harden?
I actually want to see him in Philly. Truth be told, I want to see him in Philly.
In Philly, so Joe Embiid. So, again, with putting James Harden in Philly, what deal makes sense?
The one that involves Ben Simmons, there's no way around that. Houston's not trading James Harden unless they get a marquee name in return. Because if that was the case, he'd been in Brooklyn already with the package Brooklyn put up together. Two future first-round picks, Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie before he got injured. That's an unbelievable package just for one player. But at the same time, if you're just going to do it because you're doing it for a package, then you can't pass that Brooklyn package up. So they're going to have to get – they want a marquee name back. There's no way around it. And that's the only way James Harden is going to – James Harden can act up all he wants to. Houston still holds the key. And if they're not going to get what they want back in return, then he's going to be a Rocket for two more years, period.
Hey, well, Dave, I'm coming to the host of the R&R show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. He right here live in the studio. He wanted to jump in and give his comments, so we're going to go to Rolo. Rolo, what's going on?
Okay, so to me, I feel like this is what we got. Toronto, they're in the running. Toronto has the team to do exactly what is needed. So as long as they continue to play that they have been, they're going to be okay, you know. But other than that, what we're going to also try to go ahead and get into is the Battle of the Sexes. So I do have a couple of questions for DT. Go ahead. Okay, so did you have something to say, Dave?
No, I'm listening.
Okay, so yeah. Miss Bree, are you ready also?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so DT, I sure hope you ready. You ready, sir?
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Okay, so I got six questions.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? I got a bonus one if it's needed. So, question number one. We're going to keep it real nice. We're going to keep it real simple. Ladies first. So, Ms. Bree, just name five Detroit Pistons. Any five, any year. Just any five. Let's go.
Current or past?
It don't matter. Any five.
Just five Pistons. Okay. That's easy.
All right. So, and I'm going to go with one of my favorite teams. You got Billups, Ben Wallace, Rip, Tayshaun, and Lindsey Hunter. I think he might have been with them, Lindsey. Then you got Rasheed Wallace. He was a beast. Can't forget about him. My bad. That's six.
Okay, so guess what? So we got those five, right? So I hope you heard those five, because now, DT, I need you to name five other than the five that she named. So let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All the Pollies.
Okay.
Theo Rutledge, Ben Wallace, Terry Mills, who else? Allen Houston, and Raphael Addison.
It is.
Five Pistons.
Okay, so there we go. Okay, so looks like both sides get a point. Okay, good job. Okay, so next question. How many titles do the Pistons have? DT, you first. Give me a number.
Four.
Okay, cool.
Three.
Okay, hold on, Miss Bree.
They got three. Yes, they got three.
Okay, so Miss Bree, how many do you say they have?
Man, I know they got three. You switched it up on me. But, yeah, they got three.
Everybody
okay,
know that.
So,
89, 90, and 04. They got three titles.
Okay, cool.
That's correct. Back to back.
Right. So a point for both sides. So sound like that's good to go. So next, it's going to be, what two teams have 17 NBA titles? DT, you go first. Let's
the
go.
Lakers and the Celtics.
Okay.
Boston and L.A.
Is that your final answer before
yes,
I ask
is.
Ms. Bree?
Yes, it is. Boston and L.A.
Okay. Ms. Bree, what is your answers?
Those were going to be my two answers as well. The Lakers and, of course, the Celtics, those two teams hold the most. They have a record for the most championship wins for those organizations.
Okay, so both teams are correct. Okay, go ahead, Roland. Next question. This is going to be a question. This one here is going to be for Miss Bree, because I know this is your team. So I picked this question out just for you. Who do the Lakers play tomorrow, the Celtics, the Clippers, or the Spurs? Go.
Oh, let me see. They play,
I guess your iPhone worked pretty fast. I guess I gave you too much time.
What time is it?
Bro, chill out.
Okay.
Cool. So, good one. So, next question is, DT, this one's for you. So, name the top three scores of the league, DT. So, we got...
In what league? NFL or NBA?
In the NBA. I got choices for you, so make sure you get three. So, I got James Harden.
Wrong.
I got Bradley Beal.
Wrong.
I got Trae Young.
Wrong.
I got C.J. McCollum. And I got Kyrie Irving. Who are the top three scorers? Let's
top
go.
Three out of those five, I got...
Kyrie.
I got Kyrie, I got CJ, and I got Trey. Everybody else, they in the way.
I'm with you.
I got Kyrie, Trey, and CJ. Everybody else in the way.
Okay, so that is incorrect.
Wow.
Top three is James Harden.
Wow, James Harden?
Trae Young. And Bradley Beal in that
order.
Yes.
Bradley Beal. Okay, Bree.
Yes.
Whoa.
You know why? Because he over in Houston, he getting them touches now.
Yeah.
I want to ask Brittany Connors of Women Love Sports 2, who is more effective to a team? Is it James Harden? Is it Trae Young? Or is it Russell Westbrook?
Man, okay, I'm going to say Trae Young. James Harden can score. We all know this. But I would say as far as effectiveness, Trae Young is a guard that's able to get his team a little bit more involved, you know. And then he, to me, I don't know. I feel like he could be a clutch player. But at the same time, like I say, like Trae just got the recipe and making good players better players. So I'm gonna give it to Trae. And he young, so he, you know, he got time to grow.
Okay, understood. So now we're gonna go to the next question. So DT, you are down a point. The women are up and they are winning.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Shout out to Bree and
to
Women
Bree.
Love Sports too. So, the next question is,
okay,
for DT, you first.
Yes, sir.
What four teams are still undefeated in the NBA?
In the NBA, we have the Memphis Grizzlies. They are undefeated. We have the Atlanta Hawks. We have the Miami Heat, and we have, I can't remember the fourth team. But I got three of the teams. Hey, and the point I want to make is that these teams, they're playing good. They're playing sharp. They're coming out hitting on all cylinders. It's important that everyone that's trying to chase the NBA championship right now, they understand that these teams are playing without any fans. They're doing the best that they can to appeal to the NBA that they can play at a high level without any fans in the gym. So I salute all of the players right now. But I do want to say that is
This is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and get to the last question on there. So, the four teams that are undefeated, Ms. Bree, can you please tell
Orlando.
Me who they are?
I'm going to go with the Magic. Who else? The Magic. And who was the other team? I want to say, I ain't going to lie, I want to say the Timberwolves. I feel like I've seen them undefeated. Western Conference.
Dave, what about you? What four teams are undefeated?
He just said, fuck you.
You have the Timberwolves. You have the Magic. You have the Hawks, and you have I'm lost at the fourth undefeated team.
Okay, so we got the Cavaliers, the Pacers, Magics, and the Hawks.
I think that the Indiana Pacers are not ready to go.
I forgot about the Cavaliers. That's crazy.
That's actually odd that the Cavaliers are undefeated. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's the problem. Nobody would think that the Cavaliers would be undefeated. Right.
Didn't even have them on my radar.
I put them right down in a bunch of with Detroit right now.
Okay, so now with that being said, so what four teams have not won a game? Ms. Bree, you can go first.
The Pistons haven't won a game. Why are you coming here? Okay, the Pistons, the Blazers won a game, I think. I don't know, I'm just going to go with them. I'm going to say the Pistons, the Blazers, I don't know. I'm going to go with them too for right now because I don't know. I can't believe I'm drawing this mind blank.
Yes, I'm trying to see what you were going to come up with. So, Dave, what about you? What things you got?
Did you hear my?
obviously my Pistons. I want to say the Blazers. I also want to say Denver, and then I want to say New York.
Now, I just want to make sure you heard Rolo my choices because I said two of them teams. I said the Pistons and the Blazers, but I didn't say no other two teams.
And just to update you guys, it's 76-75 Pistons. 2.4 left in the third quarter.
All right.
So, Bree, can you hear me?
Go last. Is he ready for me to go last or not?
Go.
Hey, it's been a blessing to be a part of season one right here on Sports Talk with DT. I hope that you all be a part of us for season two. We got a lot of good things moving forward. Hey, listen, next week,
hey,
we are going to unveil season two with a new name, a new logo, a new look. We're going in a totally different direction. So I hope that you stay tuned to us every Tuesday night right here on IFM Radio Nation. Once again, stay tuned now for my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. His finale is tomorrow night. Season two, next week on IFM Radio Nation. IFM Radio, it's going down next Tuesday night. We hope y'all have a blessed night. God bless. Yeah.